Okay, we're gonna go to the base. Okay, very, very bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm gonna do Sugyum, the Gemara says Tan Hasim. Okay, Tan, we learned the mission of the Anilala, Savigutum, actually, Gilgala, Tasabitum, Teostabitum. Mishal Gilgala, Teostabitahara. We have over here a dough, and the dough is Noilala Safik. Suffolk, what happened to the dough? The dough may have become tummy. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly what the Suffolk is. What exactly the situation would happen over here. So the rule is as follows. Actually, Gigla, when was the Suffolk noilat? When did the Suffolk first come into existence? If it was actually Gigla before it was needed, then te'ose betoma, then you have to be machmir. We have to assume that the challah that you mafresh is tameya. Okay, it's nagia chala. It's not nagia the bread. The bread itself. So you give the bread to someone who's tummy. But the chala.
What kind of tumah did it get?
Oh, that's what we're going to discuss. Different. It's called a tumas shakel and a tumas nishon. Okay, that's the next omud. Hold
so
off on
no,
that.
So it's not a suffix. It's just oh, no little suffix.
A suffix. We have a doubt.
Suffix tumah
just around him. So we're going to discuss all these things in a few moments. In okay. Chalani. But right now, let's just go through the basics. We have dough. And the dough now is there's a dilemma. There's a suffix. What is the matzah of the dough? Now, what's the big deal? Because in the meantime, someone was mafresh challah from this dough.
Right.
So challah has the status of truma. Has the same exact status of truma. Truma that's tameya has to be burnt. Truma tahora, you're not allowed to burn it. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
So I don't understand. Today, we take off challah, we burn it, don't we?
Today we take off
challah,
we burn. Why?
We burn it? Because
it's tamei.
It's
tamei because everyone is tamei to masmeis. Correct?
Okay.
Everyone's tamei to masmeis.
When does it become roi to be kabel tuma?
When it gets wet. Hoch shel kabel tuma.
And always gets wet, obviously.
Well, you have to add water to it.
Okay.
Right? So
therefore
it
becomes
tamei,
so therefore there's no suffering.
Have you fun yet?
Fun? Women is always fun with women. There's always trouble. There's always agmas nefesh.
Yeah.
So we have over here this dough, and the dough is the bisman hazeh. The moment. Well, first of all, today all flour today has been cleansed. All flour that you buy commercially has been washed.
So it was huchshel kabel tuma, and therefore it is
tamei. Mela, there's not the mela.
But then this is a suffix number.
Right. So here we're dealing with bisman shabes, hamishkan, there is tyra, and now we have dog. Those suffix. So the question is when now we have a doubt. We have not yet explained what the mice is. We have not yet defined what the situation is. Let us discuss the gemara this moment in time for a few more moments, very abstractly. There was something happened, and that now causes us to be concerned for the possibility that this dough was tamei l'mafre 24 hours ago.
Hmm.
Okay?
That's the case?
Yeah, that's the case. So we're going to see exactly more details in a few months. However, we learned yesterday the machlokes between the Chacham, between the Hillel, and Shammai, and the right. Zelbazach, we have over here a situation. Right now, a situation has come into existence, and we have reason to suspect that maybe not only the dough, the dough was 20, let's say, for argument's sake, 24 hours ago. All right, so big deal. So the dough is tummy. No, it is a bit because within those last 24 hours, a person came along and was mafresh challah. So now we have in our possession challah that has been separated from this dough, which we do not know if it was tummy or not. And the question is, if the dough is taka tummy deraisa, the dough has to be burnt. If the dough is tohar midoraisa, you're not allowed to burn it. So what do we do with the challah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Along comes the Gemara says, well, let's clarify. Let's go back to our suffix. Clarify for us, was the suffix noilad before it was needed, or was the suffix noilad after it was needed with water? If the suffix was noilad before the kneading, so mamela, and then the challah was hufrash. So now the challah, we have to assume the worst. It has to assume te'osa b'tum, it's vaday tamei. Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, te'osa b'tumma, im yirtze yitamena b'yad. De soif challah safekuv v'lo te'ochel.
Okay, so it's
not doing any more damage than it's already
exactly.
been done.
You could even mamash touch it with your dayim.
Because since it was Hushal Kabel Tumah.
I get well. We need to see. There are many important details that are lacking, right. But the Gemara was saying that if the suffix came into existence before the dough was kneaded, in other words, before the hafrosh haschala, so then we have to assume the worst that the chal is vaday tamei. At kedei kach that you're allowed lechatchil to go and touch it now biyodayim. You can now take a sheretz and put the sheretz on the chal because you're not doing anything more. You're not being metamei more than already is.
Why are you not being metame more than
already is tame?
So what do you do with the challah?
Burn it.
Burn it. So you take off challah and you burn it.
The challah has already been taken off.
I thought you said it was done there before. Shalei
Gilgala. The question was when was the suffix?
There's no challah taken off yet.
No. Gilgal, no.
It was not formed into dough.
Maybe you're right. I'm assuming, no. I'm assuming the case here, this is not my pencil. How did this pencil come into my hands?
Is the challah obligation... begins in the moment the dough is formed.
I'm assuming over here is that right now, no matter what, maybe I'm wrong, but Malashach, the challah is already in your hands. The challah is already right in our presence. The question is, and now it comes to our attention that a problem has occurred yesterday. So the question is, so wait a minute, the challah is here. Did this challah suffer from the question? When we discover now that the dough, Tomei, okay, we have to learn more details exactly what happened to me, but the question, let's assume for the sake of simplicity that right now I have in front of me the challah. It's right in front of me. And now I discover that where this challah came from, the dough where this challah came from, there was a real issue, and it may very well be that the dough, including the challah obviously, was Tomei.
Right.
So now the question is, well,
what kind of tummy are we talking about?
Let's say the most severe tummy, tumas nida. What difference does it make? We have not yet discussed what the suffix is.
And we don't know why all of a sudden now there's a suffix. I mean, what happened that
right.
we
don't know
yet.
Worried? That's going to be in a few lines from now.
Okay.
Right,
so
now we're still in
the
abstract mode.
No, the suffix tuma.
We have over here a
actually
dough.
Gilgula.
So if
so now
the suffix is
still in the dough.
No, it's not. No,
challah still hasn't been mufresh yet.
No, it has right now. Right now, we're living in the present. It has already been mufresh. The question was, when was the suffix noilat? When was the suffix was noilat?
All the way to the beginning, before it was hufresh.
Exactly.
And so now it's already
right.
Hufresh.
No matter what, it's already hufresh. But if the suffix was noilat, if now we discover the problem already existed, we look at the camera, videotape. And we discovered the suffix was null before it was needed. So that means from the very first moment, from its earliest state of existence of challah, it already was noilat in a state of suffix.
Right.
Because the dough is tameh. If the dough is tameh, the challah is tameh. The suffix goes back to the time of creation.
Yeah.
Okay? So then we have one halacha. But let us say that the suffix was noilat at a point in time when the dough was already needed.
Right.
Now, what exactly? So then it's going to be a different halach.
Mishe
Gilgala, Teyosa B'Tahara. Ashtoy, Mishe Gilgala, Teyosa B'Tahara. Now, the more explained. Now, let's see the Rashi. Rashi is Gilgala B'Chulin, Ze Gemar Melechas Techala. Okay, so the more here is the Rashi of your person over here points out, that's a really important part of the piece of Gemara, and that is Gilgala, Gilgala B'Chulin. When you knead the dough in a state of Chulin, that's the Gemar Melecha. L'chala. Okay? You need to do something in order to create a mitzias of chala. Chala is like tevel. Okay? Chala is there. Let's clarify. When you have grain, stalks of grain, is there any chala there? In the
no.
grain? No. There might be tevel. Well, let's
right.
say you already were mafresh trumas and maestros.
Okay.
And you have in front of you stalks of grain.
Right.
Is there in there, hidden in those stalks of grain, any mashahu of challah?
No, not until it becomes dough.
Oh, gewaldig. You have to grind it.
Right.
You have to winnow it. You have to all the malachas. And now
right.
you have flour. Now you have the flour. Is there
yes.
any chal in the flour?
No, not until
it's pure
it's wet.
It's so therefore you can eat it if you want. You can take that chal and you can eat it. There's nothing tevel.
There's no din tevel?
No.
Why is there no din tevel? You're talking about challah now.
Challah now.
Challah has nothing to do with tevel.
No, but there is tevel like challah. Once you knead the dough, that's exactly the point. Once you knead the dough, you add water to the flour,
and you knead it, now the dough is like tevel.
Okay, but now you're talking about watering it. Before you didn't say
right,
that
that's exactly
it.
The point. So until now, until this moment in time, there's no hidden challah. Challah does not exist in this world.
Until
now, when you add water, okay, when you add water and you begin to knead it, that now you create a chalois challah.
Right.
And there's an idea in the din of hafroshas challah.
Right.
Hafroshas challah only comes when the challah already is there. Understand?
So isn't it like tevel?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's no tevel until you do the kneading.
Correct.
When the grain grows out
Same
of the
thing
ground.
Same thing until it comes to Raya Pnei Abayis.
Oh, very
no,
good.
There's no trumah.
Exactly. You're right.
There's no tevel either.
There's no tevel either. You're saying good. There's no din tevel. The mahus of tevel first exists when it's Raya Pnei Abayis. When it's
so
out in the field.
Same is true with challah, but just at a different stage.
Oh, exactly. So now, the point over here is that if the suffix was noilat,
right.
Before you were megalgel the dough,
uh-huh.
So now when you added the water to the dough and you created challah, adding water to dough creates challah. It's like you're creating tevel.
Right, but you're creating challah. So if you're creating challah in a suffix,
it's
then you don't have to protect it because
there's no chazaka. The point over here is there's no chazaka. That's the point. The point is there's no cheskes kashras. Because it's etzem later, it's etzem
right.
Existence.
When it becomes mechuyev in challah, it's already in a state of
it never had a good
day.
It never had a good day in its life.
Right, never had a good
but
day.
Let's say when it was a dough.
It had a good day in life.
It was already
becheskes kashras.
And then now we discover that during that period of time, after already there was already challah, something happened. So now the tum is going up against the chazaka.
Right. Of there's a chesk challah.
Not there was challah.
Challah inside it.
Challah. The moment you knead it with water, you
right.
create challah.
Right.
Question: is that challah tahira?
Right.
Was that challah safek tameh?
Right.
So if the safek was noilad after you already did the kneading, so when the challah first came into existence, the challah was becheskas tahara.
Right.
And now it was noilat a suffix.
Right.
So the suffix that's noilat is going up against the chazaka.
Right. So
but
therefore.
then it's weak. Weak. Because the chazaka is because a suffix, when a suffix goes up against the chazaka, who says the suffix wins? Maybe the chazaka wins. But
does it mean wins? If the chazaka wins, then what?
Then it's tar. Then just because there was a suffix yesterday, just because there's a suffix, who cares? There's a suffix. Everything in this world is a suffix. No one knows what's going to be tomorrow. Yes, to just go assume that maintain status quo.
Okay.
But let's say the suffix was nullified before you added the water.
Yeah.
So then, when the challah first came into existence, it came in. It's mahol mahus is in the matzav of suffik.
It says now, ordinarily, one may not render dough tameh even before the challah obligation takes effect.
Of course not.
Normally, why?
You're not allowed. You're causing
challah.
You become tameh. Of course not. But that's not
but
the
here,
case ordinarily. I don't need an article to tell me that.
I know, but I do. Yeah.
Over here, there's ma'isa shahoya kachoya.
Right.
It's the way the world goes. Did you vote for this, for Trump? You have a choice.
Of course.
This is what it is.
Voted three times for him, four times for him. Yeah.
I bet
Oops, you. Better turn off the machine.
I bet you his wife didn't vote for him.
Okay.
I have no doubt about it.
Yeah.
All of them probably didn't vote for him. Lish nachlina, Amrei. I served a very chashev person every Rosh Hashanah. I wish him a good yard. I said, I wish you, send regards to your rabbits. And like a very chashev person.
Yeah.
I noticed that when I go to the sky, I notice a lot of friction at home. I noticed that already a few times.
Yeah.
So I sit and wish you a good yard, please send regards to the Rebbetzin. So he says to me, which one?
What did he mean?
He meant he has problems at home. That's what he meant.
So, but which one? So which one could
which Rebbetzin? He only has one wife.
Right, so like, which one?
He was making a statement.
Okay. In other words, statement that he doesn't have.
And I was very surprised that a person of his stature would say that to me. It's not what I expected.
Okay.
Caught me off guard.
All right.
Weiter.
Yes.
Okay. Tanan doesn't. The nether doesn't have a betuma. Actually, the galgal doesn't have a betuma. Don't go deliberately contaminated. Even though tolsa asura, even though what difference does it make? It's suffic. It's taluya. Are you allowed to eat this chuma?
No.
So you're not allowed to eat it. So burn it.
So
what do you care? No, you're not allowed to deliberately make it more tummy than it is. Why? Also l'tava biyad. Since the nigma malachta l'chala. Also ligrim lotuma vadois. You're not allowed to make it more tame. Gzeres hakosef. So it says. It says in the pasuk trumo sai b'loshen rabim. Hine ni nasalchem mishmeres trumo soi. Plural, two trumos, and it says mishmeres. You have to be a guardian over two trumos. What are the two trumos? Only one truma.
Tahira, no,
there's tahira and even tuluya. But let's say it's vaday tameya. No, it's an important yisoid. Vaday tameya. There's no din mishmeres, and you're allowed afil mitame biyodaim. But let me ask you a question: by a human being, a person is a tamei meis. Is he lechatchil? Let's say you have a nausea. Or you have a kohen, are they tamei meis? Are they allowed to go to the cemetery?
No, I mean
the proof is everyone today is tamei meis, and all the kohanim don't go to cemeteries. They don't even go to they don't go. So what do you see? Do you see that when it comes
to be meisif tuma? Exactly. But somebody over here, it's talking specifically about
truma. Under the din, you saw it. Truma is not like tamas meis. By tumas meis, just because a person.
I mean, by truma, you're allowed to. For sure.
Not only for sure. You don't have to say for sure. The Gemara is saying a bigger chiddush. It's not for sure. The Gemara is saying it as long as there's no chazaka. If there's a suffik hamelad, if there was a suffik, you have a dilemma. You discovered there's a problem, and 24 hours ago there was a problem, and that problem took place before you added the water to create the hidden challah in the dough. So now when the challah first came into existence, it came into existence in the mitzias of Suffolk. It never had a good day in its life. So there's no din mishmeres trumosoi. That type of Suffolk, you're allowed to be matam afilu biyodai.
Even though it says tohoyer u'tluya, you have to be mishtam.
Right. Tluya means chazaka.
Later on.
Exactly. We're splitting here. So there's two types of tluya. There's a tluya that never had a good day in its life, and there's a tluya that had a good day in its life. What's the difference? A tluya that had a day in its life has a chazaka. And the chazaka changed its nature. And the din of tuma is totally unique, because you don't say this principle when it comes to tumas odom, tumas meis.
But you're saying tuma is the same as chala.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That I have no doubt about. But when it comes to Tumas Adam, you see, Meriti Kechish comes to Tumas Meis, you see, there's no such thing. You see, by Kehanim, they're not allowed. They're not allowed to be Moisef Tumas to Luzma Asani, and by extension, the person, and I think Nazir is, if Nazir is Tomei, is he allowed to go be with Tam Nochamol? He, by mistake, he's Tomei. Is he allowed to go continue to be Tomei? I don't think so. I think he has to leave the Beis HaKvaris right away. And even today, a person, let's say, all Tomei Meis, but Banazah. Is a person, is a mile to go the whole day and be metam lemeis? Is there a mila for no reason whatsoever to go to the cemetery the whole day? Is there such a mila? I don't know. I don't know. But one thing you know for sure, koi not.
But Nazir, why? When he was born already, he was.
What?
When a baby is born and he's a koyin.
So what?
Is he nailed betuma?
Every koyin today is nailed betuma.
So why would you say? Why
are
would
they
you
really?
Say,
I always wondered about it. Why today? Why aren't the koyin taharim? You have a baby who was born not in a hospital where you know there's no dead bodies. There's no
those children that they raised, you're talking about.
Right. So if the mother is Tame, let's say the mother is a Tame Mace. So the baby that comes out of the mother is also Tame Mace. The baby should be a Rishon. The mother is an Av. So L'chor, the baby is a Rishon. We're going to say it's a tumma Balua.
That's the other way around.
Oh, it's Tar. So what do you want to say? You want to say that because the baby is in the mother and the mother is Navatumma, so the baby is Navatumma? I don't know. Is such a thing like that? I don't know. If a man is born in need, he becomes in need.
So first of all, you're adding something else. You're saying if someone is a lower level of tumah, if he's metame himself to a higher level of tumah, he's adding tumah. Let's say he's a rishon, and he, It would be different if he's doing something where he's continuing to
let's say he's already reached the peak. Bezman hazeh, if a woman gives birth to a baby in a place where there is no dead bodies, not in a hospital somewhere, and there are no dead bodies, I'm asking you a halacha question. I do not know the answer. What is the status of that baby? Is that baby an avatoma? Why should the baby be tamei? Why? Because the mother is tamei? Okay, we have to assume as a fact that the mother at some point in her life came into an oil hames. Okay, you have to make that assumption, right? She went to a funeral.
I don't know.
No, she went to a hospital.
Maybe she did.
Okay, but let's make the assumption that a woman is an avatoma. Okay, so now she has a baby. Now the baby, it's his first day on the job, and he's born, let's say, in a place where it's only for giving birth. There's not a morgue. There are no dead bodies in the building. So a question to you is, and I don't know the answer, is the baby, being that the baby came from a woman who's an avatoma, habamin atome tome, or is the baby one notch down, meaning the baby is a rishon?
I hear the question.
Okay, and let's say they use forceps, or they do some high tech procedure where the baby mamish doesn't touch the kosle harechem, if it's shaykh such a thing, and the doctors are all wearing gloves, and the baby never came into physical contact with a human being that could be tamei. Does that mean the baby is tahor? Never is it nogeh in nafkmin lahalacha? No, I can't imagine any nafkmin lahalacha. What would be nogeh lahalacha? What that he's tahor?
So why can't he continue that way?
He can now bring. He doesn't.
If you have someone can born b'tahara, why can't you raise him b'tahara?
You raise him b'tahara on an island where there are no tahor people, and then he can be eligible to bring.
You can ask him that.
He'd be eligible to bring korbanos. He can bring beis hamishkan. He can be tahor.
Is there such a thing?
Tumo chutra b'tzibur. We don't need that. But I don't know. I have no idea.
Ask him why the baby's born.
Tell me. Oh, we have to go. We don't have time. We have to learn a few lines. Come over here. So Nella Lot, so to actually Miguel Tales of Tabi Bituma, Misha Gilgul Tales of Tar, actually Gilgul Tales of Bituma. Huluninu, what's the problem over here? What is the problem? The dough is Tommy, right? We have a suffix. It's Huluninu, Umutu Ligrim Tumul Hulin, Shabi Eretz. No, the word, I'm sorry, the word is explaining the alumnus.
Mm-hmm.
What's the alumnus? Actually, a little bit because right now the dough is chulin. The dough, the mela, no, it's not even called chala. Is that what the Gemara means? That we're not even calling it chala. Okay, we're not calling it chala. A mutu ligrim tumul chulin should be erich yisrael. Avolim no la suffix. So, I guess the case, not like I told you, right? I guess the case over here is going where it's. So I have to clarify. We have to go backwards. I didn't explain it correctly.
Why?
I think what the Gemara here is telling us is that actually Gilgala means that actually Gilgala means. And even now you did not was not Gilgala. It's just flour. Is that what it means? Actually Gilgala means you never added water, even right now. So right now, there's no chulin yet. It's not tevel for chulin. There's no hidden chulin. It's just flour. It's pure chulin. In other words, maybe what I told you is totally wrong. Everything I told you is totally wrong. I don't know.
Why? Why do you say that? And now, when
it's chulin,
it
it's chulin.
But it's not dough.
No, it's not exactly. Ad shaloi gilgul.
But now it becomes dough. And when it becomes dough, it's already tame.
That's what I thought it means.
I thought it means
the suffix was noilad
before it became Gilgala, into existence.
But it was ultimately Gilgala.
Right, because now it's chayv chala. Although it was not Gilgala, it's not chayv chala.
It says te'osa b'tome, right?
No,
normally it would
be chayv chala.
Because it says you can take the chal, you can make it tame.
Right. So that means it's already
The slaves of chalas, it's right. It says Rashi Fish, it's already chalas. Right, okay, nechanami. So nachamol. So it's chulin. Why is it chulin? Why?
It's like chulin.
Why is it chulin?
It's like chulin.
Why is it like chulin?
Any chulin.
Umoto ligroim tomo lechulin shabiyesho. But it's not chulin. This chala. It was tomei dika chulin. It was chulin that was tame.
There's nothing wrong with tame.
And then you add water. And when you add water, you have now inside of this dough, you have challah that's also tame. But it's not chulin.
Well, it never became challah.
It did become challah.
But it never became chayiv. It was never ready for a kohen to eat.
So what? Is it called chulin? Is it right now? Is it called challah or is it called chulin?
What is it called right now?
It's called challah tameya. Why does the Gemara call it chulin? It says a chulin ninu umutu ligram tumul chulin shabir eretz yisrael. There is no Rashi on this. Over here on the parish side of the Gemara, it says over here on the parish side of the Gemara, it says over here. It says over here tumul. It says umutu ligram bnei shachulin ninu chulin hein. Shadayin lo nischayiv ha'isa b'chal umutu ligram tumul chulin shabir eretz yisrael aval in noel ha'safik. He's not really explaining. He's not explaining over here what it means over here. And there's no footnote either. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go we'll put him clear in a moment or two. Let's just go further.
In our case, there is no consideration since the dough is already possibly tame. Thus, the challah that will eventually be separated would not be edible in any event.
That's what he means. But that's not what the Gemara says. But the Gemara says chulin, giving a very liberal translation of the word Gemara. Umotu ligram chul tumo lechulin shabi eretz yisrael. This is not chulin. This is challah. It's challah tuluya. And you're making it vadai tame. Why is the Gemara calling this dough, this thing called chulin? It's not chulin. It's truma. So the way the article translates is that since anyway you can't eat it because it's tluya from day one, so we're going to loosely translate it as chulin. Because something which you can't eat is not truma. Yeah, that's a very, very...
It's called chulin. That means you can make a tome...
All right, let's go by to that. Okay. Something over here is not making me happy. Why chulin ha-tvulim. So since at one moment in time had a good life, when you added the water, it was tahira. You're not allowed to cause tumo l'chala. All right, that's the basic Yiddishite. Tana. Within the Braisa, v'cholsa tuluya loy oichlin v'loy sarfin. It says in the Braisa, a statement, that chala tuluya may not be eaten and may not be burnt. Yeah?
Yeah.
The chalasa tuluya, a chala, if you have a situation in this world where you have chala that's tuluya, you're not allowed to eat, you're not burn it. So what's the Morris Kasha? What is the case? What is the Hechatim? So what exactly is the situation over here right at hand?
Who sets a question anymore?
What? We have a Braisa. We want to know what exactly. If you have a situation where you have Chala,
right,
we want to know what is the Halacha. Okay, so the chalasa tuluya loyoichlin v'loy sarfin. Be'eze safik amru. What safik are we? Be'eze safik amru. What safik are we discussing? Be'safik chalasa tuluya loyoichlin v'loy sarfin. Be'eze chal. Be'eze safik amru.
What does Rashi say?
Be'eze safik amru. What safik are we discussing? The Gemara says kolaymar be'eze safik kutsuchu lema chalasa tuluya. The Gemara is Besavik Chala.
What's Kaloi Ma?
We're discussing Besavik Chala. Next Rashi, Besavik Chala, Besavik Tumma Hanayegas Bechala. Ve'ein Hayegas Bechum. We're discussing a type of Safik that is unique. A type of Safik that is unique to Chala does not apply to Chulin. Kigoin, Nishon, Kinefarish Besamuch, the Torah Lebnei HaKnesses, V'asal L'Truma. There's something called Nishon. Nishon means it's leaning. It's much, the statistics are much more chomor, which we'll know in a few moments. The also litruma. Okay, we'll see it in one moment. The itzrich lashmin davagav the loyg dohan and the hagi bechulin grey dohach hev the tvulin lachal negas bechulin. We'll see that in a few moments. But the more it's a question, be'ez a suffik amu be'suffik chala. My suffik chala. So here we go. Abaya v'rava. Here is the yisoid of the daf. Abaye v'Rav Yom Shavayu Shaloi Toimar Bechoy Chochoy Shoninu. We're not discussing Bechoy Chochoy Kimo Shnei Shvilin, two paths Tahasam chulin greida nami mitamu. That's also tamei. We're looking over here to construct a case that is 100% unique to challah. It's not true with regard to, Rashi said it's not true for truma, and it's not true for chulin. Now let's look at all the various type of sveikas. Suffolk number one, a person goes down, travels to his destination, and he does not remember which path he took. Did he go on the West Side Highway, or did he go on the FDR?
Right.
He doesn't remember, no clue, no recollection. And he discovers that on one of the paths, there was a mace buried on the road. So now it's 50-50. It's a 50-50 chance that I went on that road. So if the Shaila is related to the Chulin, what is the status of the Chulin that traveled with you, that traveled over that road? Right. Let's say it's only related to Chulin, not related to Chulin. Let's say you're just walking on the road, you're carrying on your back Chulin, and now you don't know which road you traveled on, and
so
now you find out one of the roads. So it's 50-50, whatever. 50-50.
Chazaka of it, that it's
no chazaka. The halach is 50-50. It's a suffix tumah, but let's say suffix shvil. A shvil, let's say, not a public shvil, a private shvil, okay, where it's a private shvil, okay, not a reshus harabim.
So it's a tumah, suffix tumah,
what is halacha tameh? Is that unique? Is that halacha true when it comes to chulin?
Or
it's only unique when it comes to truma. Only unique when it comes to challah. It applies across the board. That halacha, a shvil, is a type of suffix.
And he made a statement that this is unique to challah, so that
exactly
can't be the case.
That cannot be the case. That is called hoichachos. Shaloi tamar behoichachos. Don't tell me I'm discussing hoichachos, which is this. Rashi learns the word hoichachos means that there's a guarantee there's a dead body on one of these two roads. It's just, we don't know which road there is. Next, Rashi goes, Shnei Shvilin Le'echa, Tamei Yechatar. Savik B'halach, B'tamei Yechatar, B'tar. V'chaz Seikahu, the Mahanya B'chulin. This Savik is a Savik which has consequences B'chulin. Even in regard to Chulin, HaTavulin L'chala. Avol Tomo She'ena Muchachas Loi. T'choloi Itzrich Le'ashminan. We don't need to teach you. The afilu l'chulin greido nami mahanya l'oichel chulin mitar hilcha mahanya nami hocha. That cannot be l'omlech l'rashi. Echot v'echot har safik halachos v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v. V'ha sveika hi de mahanya b'chulin atfu l'chala. Avol tomo she'ena mechechas loy. But a tomo that's not mechechas is not. What does that mean? T'choloi itzrich li ashminon de afilu l'chulin greido nami Mahanya l'oichel chulin b'taharva hilkach mahanya namiyachi. I don't know the exact words of these words yet.
Is a case where
it's just not the case. Okay, basically this cannot be the case.
This case is a case where two people are traveling on.
Okay, fine. There are two people. You don't know which one you traveled on,
and you can't make them both tahar because it's a contradiction.
One traveled on one road, one traveled on the other road. So therefore, one of the two is definitely a suffix. But this definite suffix applies across the board.
So
across,
because you have a problem, the two people did it.
Okay.
You can't say Sveikai Tahar. This is a Meshuzah Rabbim.
Okay.
So you can't say Sveikai Tahar because it will be contradictory. You can't make them both.
Fine.
So therefore you have to
That's what it means?
That's what it means.
B'chulin, atfulun l'chalo, al b'toma she'ena m'chachas loy. That's not what it says over in the Rashi. Okay, fine. That's fine. That's the case. The point over here is that type of stuff, when you go traveling on two roads, is not unique to the laws of challah. That's across the board. That's called a suffix.
So
that cannot be the case. Now the end. What does it mean? Here we go. The Tanan. What is unique? The Zav, the Tar, Shayu, Parkim, and Achamar. You have two people, a Zav and a Tar. They were releasing, they were unloading a donkey. Parkim and Achamar. They were loading. Now, when the load is very, very heavy, Tomei, then they're both going to be Tomei. Why? Because it's inevitable that at one point in time, the Tahar is going to lean on the Tomei. If they're together unloading burdens from the donkey, and the burdens are very, very heavy, the Metzias says at one point in time, they're going, one, the one who is Tahar is going to lean his weight on the tame, and that makes him tame. Look at Rashi. Rashi says elafilu benishon. That is sofik tuma she'enu mechachas. It's not a guarantee. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We don't know for sure. Chazal were very machmir. They said that if a zav and a tahar are unloading a donkey, we don't really know for sure if the tahar leaned his weight on the tame, or the tame, right? Or the tame, right? Because it's hesed. Or the tame leaned his weight on the tahar. Okay. We don't know that for sure. Maybe yeah, maybe not.
We can rely that but we have because it was heavy.
Oh.
And he would have helped him.
So he would have helped if he probably did it. Probably, but it's still not a guarantee. It's still not a guarantee. Right. That's called, it's not muchachas. If you're traveling on a road, so there's definitely tumah here. And just a question, 50-50, did I go and come in contact with the tumah? But here, there's not even a 50-50. There's no guarantee that it's tumah. The zov is vaday tameh. The tar. I don't know.
So aren't we saying that if it was heavy, then...
No, even if it's heavy, light, it's still not a guarantee. It's a different second type of suffix. It's a very fine line to appreciate the difference. When you're traveling down a road, someone's going to be tame. If you travel down this road, you're tame. This road, you're tar. You don't know which one. Like you said before, there are two people. We're going to put the tumah somewhere. Like you get a good example. If two people are traveling, one travels in road A, one travels in road B, we're going to make somebody tame. It's muchach. There has to be tumah somewhere. Question is, who gets it? But here, when you're unloading the burden, who says there's tumah to begin with? Even though the statistics are that it's very possible, if it's a heavy burden, that he pushed you, or he leaned on you, or you leaned on him, whatever the technical details are, even though there is a very strong possibility in the rules of statistics, but it's still not a guarantee, so it's not like the case of two people traveling on the road.
Okay, so therefore...
Are you with me?
Therefore what?
So therefore, this case, when it comes to chulin, we can be makel. But when it comes to challah, we have to be machmir. Let's see inside. Zavitar shahal yuparkin minachamar. Aitainim bezman shemasim kaved tamei, then tamei. Let's say masa'an kal tar. The kulon, now even though we're going to be machmir, the kulon tohir libnei hakneses. What do we mean, libnei hakneses? We mean oichlin chulein betahira she'ein ze hesed gomer.
If he's a person of the base of Knesset, I mean he's a chaver.
Okay, that means people with chulin betahara.
Right.
Okay, kloimar tohirim arunu the perish over here. Le'elu ha'oichlim chulin betahara shafilu imvada in nishanu ze'al ze'e ene hesed gomor. It's not a mamish a hesed. Memelo, we can be makel. Therefore, when it comes to chulin, okay, the b'nei ha'kneses is just a term. Okay, it's a term. I don't know the meaning of the term, but it's a term over here. If people are nizar to eat chulin instead of tahara, so therefore, it's not really. It's only a chumrah. So we can be makel. But when it comes to the real deal, let's say the person were to touch truma, or the person was nageh truma, then we have to be machmir. Nachamol. Fine. So therefore, that's the answer. So therefore, what do we have? What's the Gemara's maskana? The Gemara's maskana over here is v'chulin hatvulin l'chala k'chala. No, that's next point. So then, That's a kasha.
This is the end of the. This statement, this last thing, uchulin tefulin l'chala, ends the sugya.
Okay, uchulin
l'chala k'chala dami.
Utzmei l'shem uchulin tefulin l'chala, uchulin tefulin l'chala k'chala dami.
Teaches us that
zel bezach. Aviatanya, are you sure it's part of
the
kasha?
That teaches that ordinary foods in which the challah portion resides are like challah itself. Therefore, the possible leaning tumah.
Look at Rashi. The chulin, hatulin, chala, chala dami, the mahan yibasafik nishan kechala gemura, and therefore chulin that is tevel. So chala is like chala. So therefore you have to be machmir. So that's the Gemara's maskana. So when we start on the top of the page, the Gemara on the top of the page is the question. It's over here, V'chalasa teluya le'oichlin v'loy sarfin. Why did the Braisa use the word V'chalasa teluya? Why didn't we use the word why chalos? The word chalos had a connotation be'ez esafik amru be'safik chala. So to teach you that this halacha is a unique type of halacha when it comes chutz chulema chalosa teluya. Okay, so we need the braisa to teach us this halacha in this specific case. Even in this case, that's the point.
Yeah.
Even in this case, we're going to say that chala hateluya, chala hat. What is the suffix? The suffix here is what? The case here that we just discussed is where a zav and a tahar were loading up or unloading a burden, and we have a doubt yesterday if they one leaned on the other, and after this event, the one that was supposedly tahar, he touched the dough. So we're going back to the original Gemara. The original Gemara was, we have over here, im yishagilgula, im la'achar shagilgula. Right, we're going back to the original Gemara. The original said what? You have in front of you a situation where you now discovered a problem. Yesterday, 24 hours ago, something happened. So the Gemara makes a debate. When this incident happened, was the dough already kneaded or was the dough not kneaded?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara is saying that what was the situation that happened yesterday? It's even going to be true, we're going to be machmir, and we're going to say that it's going to be vadai tame, even if the type of doubt we have about what happened yesterday was a weak type of suffix. What do we mean a weak type of suffix? A person touched the flower before they added the water. Who is the person that touched the flower? Was he a person who traveled on one of two roads? Or was he a person that participated in loading or unloading an animal of burden with a zaf? So if the case is going where the person was one who traveled on a road, and he does not, now it was discovered that one of the two roads was Tomei, and then he touched the dough, the flour, before the air, the water, that's simplistic. That's super simple. We have a situation where there's a suffix from day one, to the very first moment when the water was added to the flour, and it's a real bona fide suffix because the person that touched the flour was a person that has a real suffix, a hechocha, muchach.
Okay.
He was in the category. So of course we're going to say that you're allowed to be metame biyodayim, the actual dough itself, because it says in the pasuk mishmeres terumosoy, b'shtei terumos akosav medaber, one is tar, one is toilin, category B. But category A is mutter. For sure we're going to be machmir in that case. And we're going to say that's called category B. But maybe in a case where the person who touched the flower yesterday before you ate the water, where he was only suffix tam because he participated in loading or unloading a donkey together with a zav, maybe he is, and then he touches the flower, maybe that is also called category two. Category, that's also called the case of Tolin. Mishmeres Trumosai, B'shtei Trumas Akosav Medaber, Truma Tehoira, and Truma Teluya. Since this type of suffix is so weak, it's a weakling type of suffix. So maybe because it's so weak, we should say that the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai applies to him as well.
And
therefore you're not allowed to be Metame the truma, the challah biyodayim, because the Torah says mishmeres trumosai, don't be metame truma teluya, and this truma it's teluya because the one who touched it is a very weak type of tuma. Kamash malon al gemara it is machadish that even though the one who touched the flower yesterday was weak, because he only was a type of suffix which is unique to challah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's good enough. By him touching the flower that puts the flower into the category of Teluya, category number one, which is not subject to the Pasuk, Mishmeres Trumosai, and this flower you're allowed L'chatchila to be Metame
Biyodayim.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah, I guess. It's a little complicated, but I think I got it.
Not so complicated.
Let's go weiter.
Next. Really? I'm not happy. Is that really true? So we have a halacha. A woman who's a tevelas yom. Okay, she's a tevelas yom, which means what? She went to mikveh today. She was a nida, and she went to mikveh today. When a woman goes, a woman who went
after
to mikveh
after her 7 days.
After her 7 days.
Now
right.
She's in yomei ziva. So she sees blood the first time.
So shemeres yom keneged yom. So
and
now,
then she went to the mikveh.
Went to the mikveh.
So she's a tevel yom.
Tevel yom. So what is it? A woman who's a tevel yom. Right. If she was in her 7 days, then she was. Then she's still an avatoma. Right. So it has to be that she went to mikvah during the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom.
Right.
And then, well, it's not really so right. She went to mikvah, okay, fine. She went to mikvah, the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, therefore it removes her for Tumas Avatoma. A woman who sees blood one day, is she an Avatoma? A woman who sees blood one day during the 11 days of Ziva, L'chayosh is an Avatoma on that day until she goes to mikvah.
I don't know, it sounds like it's talking about a man. No,
a man?
No.
It doesn't matter. Any type of person who's an avatam, whatever the case is, and they go to mikvah. So when they go to mikvah and they're waiting for the sun to set, what is their status until the evening? They're a sheni. A person who's a tevelas yom, tevel yom.
So they can be metame truma,
but not chulin. So now we have a woman, so she metame the kshuma, so now she wants to knead the dough. Wait a minute, by kneading the dough,
she's touching the challah
that's hidden within. So it says over here that Isha she tevelas yom losha. No, she's allowed to losha eso Isha. She can knead the dough, the koytza emen chalasa, and she can set it aside. Umani chasa bekefisha, oy be'an chusa, and she can put it bekefisha means in a certain type of like a basket. Oy be'an chusa.
In other words, she doesn't do the challah thing yet to make
she
it.
She doesn't call the challah. Umakefes v'koyra. And she's makefes. She brings it together. V'karu l'shem b'meishu shlishi, because it's a shlishi u'shlishi tohar b'chulin. Now let's see Rashi for a few of the details over here. Rashi over here says v'chulin v'koytz l'chala. She calls man shloy kara l'shem harehi k'chulin.
So therefore, okay. There's no problem.
It's a chiddush. Even though buried inside of this dough, there's particles of chala, but until you separate it. It's chulin, v'tvul yoyim, dinoy kesheni, v'eino oise shlishi b'chulin. Shehi koitzalah, and then when she koitzalah, tikru l'shem, and then when she sets it aside, she sets it aside, but doesn't touch it. Okay?
But she puts it close by, because it's got to be close by.
Koru l'shem, ela manichasa l'chala b'kvisha. She puts it in the basket, oy b'anchusa, what are they? These are baskets. Heim kelim she'ein lechem beis kibul kegoyin nesodim ve'ein mekabelim tumah. Oh, okay. So the baskets that she's putting them in are not they're not mekabel tumah.
Right.
Okay, they're not mekabel tumah. Vatzrichu rabban hani mishum hekera. Why? What difference does it make? A basket can only mekabel from an avatumah. She is definitely not an avatumah. She is a sheni. So why did Chazal demand that she put them into a basket, into a type of utensil which is not mekabel tumah?
Because as challah, she could be metamed
no,
shlishi.
No, she can metamed the challah, but she cannot be metamed the baskets. She cannot the baskets.
But if she touches the dough,
no. So the dough becomes dough will become a shlishi, and the shlishi can't do any harm. A utensil cannot become tamed from anything other than avatoma.
The question is, she has why? To separate challah,
right?
So what does she do?
So Chazal,
she's
got
separated.
She bakes it.
Puts it
in the basket. But it says over here, the type of basket that she's going to put is a very unique type of basket. It is a basket that is not subject to Kabbalah Satoma.
Okay.
Why? Why did Chazal go overboard and demand that the utensil not be subject to being Kabbalah Satoma?
So to remind her not to touch the piece of after it becomes
Hekera. Shaitiga bo shuv me'shuv me'acha shekoro lo shem. It's a reminder.
That
once she calls it challah, she should not touch it.
Right.
So we have a chiddush.
So until,
she can touch all the flour.
Why can't she wait till she's tahor?
She's in a rush. She wants to. You can't ask that kasha. People want to do what they want to go do. Okay, boards. Next, umakafes. Nikar vaso likli eitzel uisa. That's like you have to make it close. Or you bake chalas, you bake matzah. Right? When are they mafresh chala in the matzah baking factory? Wouldn't you expect them to be mafresh the challah when they need the dough? The guy brings the maim shalanu and they pour it into the flour,
right?
And they need the dough. So don't you think before they bake the matzahs, they should separate challah?
Yeah,
so why? No, why not? Because the clock is ticking. Because if, because
18 minutes.
So 18 minutes.
Do they separate?
They separate after they finish. They bake the matzahs. They take some of the matzahs. They bring them all together. Yeah, so they do. They go in the baking basket. They take them all together. They all together, the matzah all together. And then they take out, they take away some of the finished matzahs. And they burn them. They separate some of the matzahs on the other matzahs. Halacha l'maaseh, in the bakery or in your home, let's say your wife bakes challahs. She doesn't make challahs, your wife. She never bakes challahs her whole life. Good for her.
My daughters do. My
daughter does?
Both of them.
They separate challah? Aliza?
So, I never asked.
What?
I'm sure they do. I never asked.
So ask them. Ask them to separate challah.
Yeah.
You have to have 43.2 eggs worth to separate.
So she, I don't know if she makes that much. She
you have to have a large amount of dough. And you have to be mafresh challah. Right. So when you mafresh the challah, what do you do with it when you mafresh the challah?
You
burn it.
You put it aside. And
you put it aside and you burn it, or you throw it in the garbage, whatever you do, whatever. It's not supposed
properly,
to do
respectfully.
So you don't do that in the matzah baking factory because there's no time for it.
Matzah costs a lot of money. So
but let's say a person forgets. Let's say a woman forgets to be mafresh challah, so she takes one of the products. She takes some of the food that she bakes. A cake or a piece of the cake, and she burns. She separates it after she mafresh challah. If you don't mafresh challah in advance, you can mafresh challah after it's already done, and that's what they do in the matzah baking factory. They mafresh challah when it's already done. But there's a halacha when you mafresh challah, you have mafresh challah to get from the thing that you mafresh on. You can take a matzah. You have to take all the matzahs together, tzevemen, and take from one matzah on the others. So the way you make them together is you cover it. The way you make it together. You spread a shmata on the entire thing. Yep.
You've seen it.
Cover it, and then you take from one. When you cover it, it brings them all together.
It's good to come.
What?